This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by another one of our regular contributors, ASC Certified Mechanic, and consultant to many companies around the globe when it comes to all things automotive. She is the author of Car Care for Clueless, and the website with the same name is a great resource, so check it out. Pam Oates is standing by, and we'll go to Pam momentarily. Coming up a little later on in the hour, Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, will be making an appearance up here in Orlando as he's making his way down from the greater St. Louis area. The telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. So how are you guys doing? Doing okay? Okay. Tell us a little bit about some of the activities that you've been doing. Okay. Pam, can you hear me?
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And I understand you've been having a little bit of fun with some of your classic vehicles over the weekend.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. Oh. You know, it's just tradition. And it's the perfect weather where I'm at for this. Fortunately, I've traded hurricanes for blizzards. Glad I made that choice right now. Sometimes during the summer months, I'm not too keen about it, but now I am, yes. So it's been very pleasant. Have to take that opportunity out.
You've been spending a lot of time not only in Florida, but also going back to your home of Detroit, Michigan. Detroit is definitely on the rise, and of course we get the North American / Detroit Auto Show kicking off a week or so down the road, and it looks like it's going to be kind of a little bit of a slow year for the show, but nevertheless it's always a great event.
You know, it really is. We used to go when I was a kid. Dad used to take us all the time, but this year, you know, it's kind of like the electronic show out in Vegas is eclipsing the Detroit Auto Show when it comes to automotive technology, up-and-coming technology. And it's kind of sad because, you know, the Motor City is, well, that's why it's named the Motor City, is that's where it all really gelled. It's right there in Detroit and out in the burbs. And it's kind of sad, but, you know, that's just progress. But Detroit, like you said, is picking up. We're doing a lot of autonomous technology in the Motor City and the burbs. And I think it's going to have a rebirth here pretty quick. You know, Mary Barra is just saying in regards to the morphing of the automobile that within the next 5 years, it's going to have more to offer the consumer than it has in the last 50 years.
Wow.
Really good observation on her end, because it's true. The things that we are preparing to instruct in up-and-coming technology for the existing techs, they need to be sharpening their pencils because they're going to be very busy hitting the books.
Yeah, there will be a lot of challenges as technology continues to explode across the automotive world. And you're absolutely right about the Consumer Electronics Show. In the last few years, really for the last 20 years or so, I've been going in one of the CE U.S. representative said to me, you know, Bob, I came to the show this year that turned into an auto show. That's what he said to me last year. And now this year I notice, which is a bit of a shocker, just earlier today got the word that Fiat Chrysler automobiles, of course, will have vehicles on display at the Detroit show, but they're not going to have any press conferences or reveals. They're going to do a reveal of some sort out in Las Vegas, and it may be the Hellcat-powered Jeep Grand Cherokee that's been expected for quite some time, the Trackhawk it will be called, but an unusual venue to put that car in front of the world. I can understand Ford in recent years and other companies in recent years using that venue for autonomous driving, for electric cars, and for plug-in hybrids. But when they start introducing just regular cars out there, I don't know, something's a little bit off.
It, you know, it is. It's a shame, you know, how the Chrysler badge, Plymouth badge, of course, is no longer Dodge and Jeep. How it has, how would you say, it's lost its luster. So maybe, you know, I'm just speculating that this is a venue that Chrysler, yeah, Chrysler Auto thinks that they can shine a little bit brighter than, because Detroit, you know, they're going to be pretty hot and heavy Detroit of all the autonomous features. They're going to be, you know, displaying approximately 40 vehicles with new autonomous features. Ford's going to be a heavy hitter, I'm surmising, because they've increased their autonomous fleet almost 3.5-4 times this coming year. You know, by 2021, they're expecting to actually be, have a car in production with no steering wheel, no foot pedals, and really kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm going to have to wait and see that one before.
Well, you know, they got that patent on having a drone in the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, isn't that
amazing? That was last year. That's kind of strange, too. Now, they said that the passengers can activate the drone to see the traffic conditions ahead. Well, you know, our cell phones do that now. So, okay, really, what are we going to be doing to that drone? You know, what are we going to be using that drone for? But they've done it, and they've got a lot of neat and interesting things coming up. So maybe that's why, like I said, I'm surmising Chrysler is going out to Vegas to introduce their up-and-coming fleet.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a surprise move, because in the past it's been Ford, been one of the stable mates of partners of the CES show. Mark Fields, the CEO, was the keynote speaker out there last year. And it just goes to show you how automobiles and electronics have really come together, and the fact that so many millennials and younger drivers are more concerned with how well their vehicle connects with their personal device than what's under the hood horsepower-wise.
It is, isn't it? It times sure have changed from when we were just obtaining our driver's license. And, you know, a few years before, of course, we wanted that Porsche 911, and by the time we got our lumber permit, our standards were going down a bit because we've seen how much money we had in our savings account. By the time we hit 16, all we wanted were four wheels and a steering wheel, you know? But we wanted it to move. We wanted the thrill of working on it, showing it, things like that. And like you said, nowadays, they just want to see how they connect with a smartphone. It's the times really have changed.
They really have. And when I hear reports that a lot of people are not getting their licenses until their mid-20s, I mean, that was something that folks were, you know, anticipating years before. And when we come back on the other side, whatever happened to 16-year-olds, 16-and-a-half-year-olds, and 17-year-olds getting their license? That is definitely not the trend these days. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I am on the telephone at the moment because my digital equipment is not cooperating, so we will do it this way and work on getting our digital connection fixed. Pam Oates is with us, ASC certified technician, and we were just talking a little bit about the upcoming Detroit Auto Show. Pam's work with many companies as a consultant in Detroit and around the country, and the fact how times have changed with the young people delaying their licenses. It's not unusual. And Pam, again, when you and I were growing up, kids were They couldn't wait. I mean, couldn't wait to get that learner's permit.
No, you didn't sleep the night before, that's for sure. You know, you wanted to be there when it opened, 8 o'clock, and you were ready. And, you know, our poor moms and dads that had to put up with that. You know, can we go now? Can we go now? Can we go now? But, yeah, the that love affair of the automobile seems to actually be coming back because the generation, what they call Generation Z, they're actually wanting their driver's license. They want that freedom. It's kind of like skipped a generation, generation and a half, and that love of the automobile is coming back. And I don't know
Good.
If it's because of all the new technology coming out or if it's, you know, influenced by older members of the family that they had more exposure to. But I'm glad.
No, I am
know
too.
I learned how to drive from my great-grandfather and my dad. Those were my two teachers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taught me. And, you know, I really had a good time because, you know, they would say, this is what you do. Watch me. Okay, now you do it. And, you know, they corrected you if you didn't do something quite right, but it was in a very constructive correction. It wasn't, you know, saying, oh, I can't believe you did that, you know. And, you know, when it was time to slow down, I think you need to slow down a little bit more. But it was a really, really nice atmosphere to grow up in. It was very fortunate. And I think now, especially with the Great Recession that we had and the families moved in together again for economic reasons, that those children growing up in that atmosphere, you know, they had a taste and they had the influence and the support of the older generations. And maybe that's a factor. I don't know. I always
yep.
kind of hope it is. But
it certainly makes a lot of sense, definitely. And there's so many great car enthusiasts out there. Hopefully they're, you know, finally getting the younger people to kind of get the bug. And also, I mean, to me, this is the golden age. I mean, there never has been, I don't think there ever will be, such a diverse lineup of offerings for consumers. I mean, if you want a performance car, if you want an electric car, hybrid car, certainly the safety technology, the autonomous driving technology, I mean, there's stuff on vehicles today that weren't even thought of, let alone dreamt of, just a decade ago.
Well, you know, here's something for you and everybody, and I'm still thinking about it myself. Somebody approached me quite a while back, and they said, what are going to be the automobiles at the car show from this present year that you're going to see 20 years from now?
Yeah.
And you're not, because the only way that you'll actually be seeing today's cars 20 years from now is that probably if you have an independent manufacturer, aftermarket manufacturer, I should say, that's going to be providing the software updates for these vehicles.
That's
because other
true.
Than that, they're going to become paperweights.
Oh,
and
boy.
I was saying, you know, isn't that sad? But
yeah.
I was saying, like, you know, maybe Corvettes, Camaros, you know, Mustangs, you know, cars like that, Porsches, they may have, because of their long history, that love of the vehicle out there, they may have a chance with the updates. But I, for an example, one of my dear, dear friends, I was working on the vehicles, gosh, the early, early 90s, and still driving. He's, what, 92 now. But make a long story short, last year, he has this town car that he just loves, and he doesn't want to give it up. And that's like, I understand, because he's used to the vehicle, he's older, and knows where everything's at on it, and the PCM went out on it. Finally.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And the only way I could get one, which I prefer going straight to the manufacturer, I did not have that option. They were not available. I had to go aftermarket, and that aftermarket took 3 PCMs before I got one that actually functioned.
And no kidding.
And the aftermarket manufacturer knew that they had this issue with it. And it's a very, very popular aftermarket manufacturer, which I'm not going to mention. But, yeah, I was talking to them. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, what are you guys doing with this? And they says, yeah, we've had some issues with them. And, you know, they sub it out to somebody else. And whatever the sub was doing while they were recreating the PCM with the components, the motherboard and everything in it, I don't know. But let me tell you, it just wasn't working. So if you have a vehicle there that's, what, 15 years old, and you can't even get a PCM for it,
yeah,
what's going to happen 20 years from now? Yeah, it is.
Exactly. How many years do you think it's going to take for vehicles to, you know, a lot of people think that we're all going to be driving electric vehicles. I think there's going to be a mix for decades to come, but so much will depend on the price of oil and other potential factors. But what's your opinion? Do you think the move is towards the all-electric movement, or will we still see gasoline, diesel, and hybrids out there, or is it going to be strictly plug-ins?
Eventually, you know, that's the way everybody wants to go, is they want to go strictly electrical. But, you know, for an example, everybody else has all these demands. Like you said, they want that connectivity with their cell phone, their smartphone. They want the heated seats. They want the AC seats. They want to have the semi-autonomous or autonomous vehicle. And that demands quite a bit of wiring, an awful lot of wiring.
Sure.
And computer systems. And Delphi actually is moved forward, and they have the first vehicle, 48-volt Delphi. It's going to be in the Honda Civic, 1.6 small-engine diesel, and it's a hybrid. And it's coming out this spring. So I think you're going to see phase more into the hybrid. And then eventually go electrical. You know, they still have the issues with the battery capacity. As a matter of fact, when I was cruising this afternoon, I took the other car out this afternoon, because that's the other thing that I do, is I got a Great Dane lab mix, and we go in the car, and I was going a little slower probably than I should, but I was just enjoying the day. It was a nice day, and Tesla passed me.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little upset because I was going a little too slow for them.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And you could see the acceleration, and I thought, okay, so your temper, how much of that temper cost you in mileage?
Absolutely. Hold that
10 miles
there.
Degrees, 12 degrees? Yeah.
This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones is in the on-deck circle, the old car guy. We're going to be talking some old car stuff, but right now we're talking technology with Pam Oates. And Pam, just before we say goodbye for today, let's talk a little bit about some good kind of positive New Year's resolutions for taking care of your car in this new year of 2017. What are some good things that people should start doing on a much more regular basis?
I've said this before and I'll say it again, and it's just maintenance. The factory maintenance plan. Don't go off the auto center. Don't go off the dealerships. Go off of the factory maintenance schedule, and this can be found through your automotive manufacturer online. You can ask your dealership, tell them you want the factory maintenance schedule, and another conversation you need to have with them is find out if you're a severe duty or normal duty driver. The severe duty driver, that's individuals who tow a trailer or a boat or whatever kind of equipment you need for work, mountainous terrain, severe temperatures, very cold, very hot temperatures, to name a few, less than 10 miles in one direction. Or you could be what they consider a shop dog Sally. I don't know what's going on there, but anyway, she made me jump too, guys. And I guess too much fresh air out in the car. You want to be, see if you are a normal duty driver. That means you are in no stop and go traffic. You drive more than 10 miles in one direction in moderate temperature ranges. You need to have this conversation with your ASC certified tech that you have that established relationship with.
That's all excellent information. Everybody check out Car Care, the number 4, clueless.com. Any other websites or stuff that you would like to plug?
No, actually, we've really added to Car Care for the Clueless, carcareadvocate.com, and it's all about helping individuals. As a matter of fact, this week we're going to be posting. I I have proof. Thankfully, somebody in the family long ago kept the article, but we are, well, our family is going to be celebrating 100 years in the automotive industry this year.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I've got the article, and we're going to post it, and really proud of my great-grandpa.
Absolutely. Well, Happy New Year to you, Pam, and no doubt we'll have you on lots during 2017. Thank you, my friend.
And thank you, and take care. Happy New Year.
Thank you. We go from Pam Oates to the gentleman who is the CEO of the Old Car Guys. We'll get him lined up. Don Jones is standing by, and Don sent me a little note that he's got an Edsel for Phil Skinner. If you were with us in the prior hour of the program, Phil Skinner, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, now freelance journalist once again, he loves Edsels. He absolutely loves Edsels. And Don has got an Edsel for him. It's a 1960 convertible with a 390 being restored right now. So I'm going to have to tell Phil about that one. Our telephone number. And now we move once again from Pam over to Don Jones, the CEO of the oldcarguys.com. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you doing?
Happy New Year's, buddy. I hope you're feeling better down there, but I hope the weather is good down there. It's not bad here, but I can't wait to get to Florida in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fantastic. It's been chilly, but, you know, I can't complain. It's not St. Louis or Boston chilly. It's a different type of chill, and it's supposed to warm up significantly during the course of the week, so I'll look forward to that.
I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we have some exciting news to tell folks about a project that you and I have been working on along with some other folks, and it's getting to the point that I think we can probably start to talk about it because we're going to be sending a press release out very soon. But what do you think, Don? Shall we talk about it?
Well, I kind of thought it's the first of the year. What better day to talk about something than the first day of the year and get it out there and let this audience be the first to hear about it before they read it in whatever journals will pop up in. But, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah,
what we're doing.
Absolutely. So for all of our folks listening right now to TalkRadioOrlando.com, we welcome you and thank you very much. As Auto World will now be heard in the Orlando marketplace with a very unique radio station that is online but is major market in its delivery. It's going to be a mix of both syndicated programs as well as local programs, and we're going to have a lot of experts on talking about every subject. And at launch, we have this program, all 7 hours of this program, and we also have two additional automotive shows and expect more auto shows to come. And then, of course, we have plans to expand. Talk Radio St. Louis will be the next station, and Don will be running that one, and lots of other things that we're going to be doing under the umbrella of Talk America Radio Networks.
Yeah, I'm already setting up sponsors and people that want to buy radio time to have their own show. And I guess you're going to tell our audience what the unique thing about this station is for the the average person that has a message they think they want to let people hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more and more people are taking control of the media, and more people are getting into television, getting into radio to go direct to the public rather than use traditional advertising means. So our Talk Radio Orlando station, for example, is going to have a lot of talk shows that are going to be hosted by experts in different areas. And this is just a wonderful way for that person to promote their business, whether they be a physician or a tax person or a home improvement person. This is going to be a great opportunity to reach not only the Orlando market, but also globally via our mobile apps. We have both Android and Apple mobile apps, and as we see with the new automobiles, more and more internet technology is being morphed into the infotainment system. Today, Don, it's very common for the vehicles that I get the opportunity to drive to have traditional AM, traditional FM, Sirius XM satellite radio, but also to have built-in apps that will stream Bluetooth audio from your mobile devices. And who knows, maybe one of those days we might have our own app, Talk America Radio Networks, installed in new vehicles. That would be really cool.
Well, that was kind of in my brain that talks about when I come down and we start scheming and dreaming for what to do on our horizons. And I think that what we're doing is the cutting edge of where radio is going to go or where communications is going to go. And I'm almost reluctant to call it radio because it's not really going over on traditional airwaves like AM and FM or shortwave. Basically going out like your computer. But I kind of think of it in some ways as back in the old days where we had about 13 or 12 TV channels, and then along comes cable, then all of a sudden cable goes to satellite, and now I've got 150 channels that I can watch and actually not find anything I want to listen to. So I have to go back to the radio. But anyway, and a good part about this communication, the verbal communication, is that you can listen to it in the car, and unlike TV, that you got to keep your eyes on the road.
Absolutely. More about Don and the Talk Radio Orlando and Talk America Radio Networks project around the bend, right here on Auto World.
Always end up driving by.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Thank you so much for joining me here today on the first day of 2017. Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys, is with us. And Don and I have been working on a project for pretty much a year. And thanks to Don, he has helped me get this project off the ground, something I've been thinking about for many, many years. And as we see this intersection of media coming together more and more, I mean, the fact that just looking at the Detroit Auto Show this year and looking at the Consumer Electronics Show for this year, when we see major manufacturers like the Fiat Chrysler group, so that means Dodge and Chrysler and Jeep and Fiat and Ram, that entire portfolio, Alfa Romeo, they're not going to have any press conferences in Detroit. They're only going to have press conferences at CES. So today there's so many new ways to listen to the radio, where you can listen on demand and archive form. And that's another thing that we're going to have at Talk Radio Orlando, Don, is folks will be able to log on to talkradioorlando.com and choose between the live feed, the show that's on right now, or if they want to hear a particular show from the past, they'll be able to pick that. And we've got some very niche shows on topics like boats and scuba diving, home improvement. We also have a show about the political and sporting side of guns, and we've got a number of medical experts on the line. We've got a wine show. We've got a pet show. We got all kinds of shows.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of great too. Even though I'm up here over 1,000 miles away in St. Louis, I'm talking to people in St. Louis, not only beyond the station that I opened here next spring, but to go ahead and jump the gun somewhat by being on a Talk Radio Orlando, because the information they have to put out is universal. It isn't just to a location. To give our audience an example is Dr. Kinsey Muller, a longtime fan, friend of mine, and also one of the a horse person, a great doctor, an MD, trains horses, artist, pianist, and she has a champion small dogs, champion papillons. She wants to do a dog show. So here's an MD that wants to do a dog show in Orlando, Florida, and then later on in the year do the same show up here in St. Louis. And, she's always wanted to do it. So if you're inspiring to have a message to get out there, give us a call no matter where you're at in the country, and we kind of hook you up with, either a
Orlando or later St. Louis. And then if our plans work out, we'll have stations in other major markets. And hopefully under the umbrella of Talk Radio America, we'll have something strangely new and unique, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to buy, you know, the giant size hamburgers when I go to the diner instead of, you know, the little ones. Never start making any money doing this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all exciting, and definitely recommend people log on. You can check it out anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talkradioorlando.com. And we've got much more to tell you as we are just kind of in the infancy stages now. But Don and I will keep you posted. And as far as automobile stuff is concerned, Don, certainly this past year, 2016, was a great year for classic cars and collector cars. A lot of first-time buyers getting into the market. I noticed that in going to a couple of the auctions locally down here in Florida and talking to my journalist friends like Phil Skinner. We're finally seeing some younger folks getting into the hobby, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, I don't know if you got the email I sent while Phil was on, but I found his next Tesla convertible.
Yeah, tell our listeners, I hinted at it. It's a convertible. That's really cool.
Right. I don't want to give the exact location, but it is in central Missouri near Lake of the Ozarks. I found it or discovered it when I was traveling in, you know, that part of the world. And as I was talking to a client, it was sitting in a makeshift paint booth that he had put in his giant garage that he has on his farm, and he was doing a frame off on a 1960 Edsel convertible, and it was a very, very good job, or he was doing a very, very good job. It, you know, this has been several months ago, so I would imagine it's come a long way since then, but I would estimate that this could be a car valued at over $100,000. Now what he's going to sell it for, maybe it, you know, a less number than that. It is, you know, it is being built in the Midwest. But, you know, when I've seen it being built, I know that one of Phil's loves are those Edsel convertibles. And as we both know, the 1960 is the rarest of the breed.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of the end of the road for the Edsel as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they only made it in the neighborhood of, I think, around 2,300 convertibles that last final year for the that Edsel. And this has got the big block, or I should say big block. It's got the bigger engine in it. It has the 390. I think the 352 was the optional, and they might have still had the what they call the Y engines, the 312 and the 270 or 292s. But if you were going to buy one, this is the engine that you would want in it. But I'll get with Phil later on that one.
Yeah, no, that will be interesting to get his reaction. And Phil is retired, actually, from the Kelley Blue Book, so he's going to be down here at the Mecum auction in Kissimmee, Florida, and then of course going to Arizona for all the other auctions. I believe there are just a remarkable number in the Arizona area in January, somewhere in the area
of
seven.
Yep.
Yeah, I personally love watching the auction coverage on the TV, and that we have to kind of give kudos to Craig Jackson being the first one to do it. But now, of course, the Mecum people are doing it and some other folks as well. But it's fun to be on TV and be able to watch these shows from afar. You don't have to be there in person anymore. You can just watch it in the comfort of your own home.
Well, I like to be the armchair quarterback and try to come up with what it's going to bid out for. And as I do this more and more often, I discover that I'm getting very, very close to what these cars will bring at auction. It's kind of the funny thing, too, is that you got to pay attention to the auction, because some of these auctions are bringing in a a richer crowd or a more buyer friendly crowd than I don't know if the word buyer friendly, but more buying friendly crowd than some of the others. And so there's kind of an ebb and flow with that too. But there's definitely a science and a rhythm to these auctions that I'm starting to learn.
And certainly when we look at some of the things that are happening in the automotive world, we've got the press days of the auto show in Detroit, the North American show just around the bend, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Consumer Electronics Show. Donna, Pam Oates was on before you, and she's talking about 48-volt electrical system. Boy, that's going to be a major change from what we're used to. But what were the early electrical systems? Were they 16 volts?
Well, the original ones, I'm not sure about original, but, you know, prior to mid-1950s, there were a 6-volt system. And then there were some tractors that were on an 8-volt system, and some people would put the 8-volt batteries into their 6-volt systems with a voltage reducer to run the headlights, but they would use that extra cranking power off the 8-volt. In fact, I had one in my 1950 Chevrolet about 15 years ago. I know military vehicles are 24-volt, but my goodness, 48-volt, that is a lot of juice. I'm not sure really the theory behind that one.
Yeah, just with the popularity of electronics and the demand, and of course many of vehicles going to hybrid or electric, they need more computing power. But in the meantime, everybody check out talkradioorlando.com. Everybody check out theoldcarguys.com. And Don, why don't you give your telephone number out real quick?
Right, here it goes, 314-206-3507.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your 1 week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com.